Kill Team Starter Set vs. Beginner Set in 2026, the box that actually gets you playing. Dax here. Let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. Buy the current Kill Team Starter Set when two people need miniatures, a first mission ladder, tokens, and enough terrain to learn the rhythm in one cart. Add the core book only when the group wants the complete reference, then add shared equipment and an approved ops deck when match play becomes the destination. Do not begin by assembling a tournament cart from disconnected boxes. Kill Team Starter boxes can look like one obvious shelf until product codes, formats, standalone boxes, expansions, and deluxe treatments begin competing for the same budget. This guide starts where the table starts. Two operatives learn cover, visibility, conceal, engage, objectives, and turning points before match play machinery arrives. The cabinet's test is whether alternating activations turn every barricade, firing lane, and conceal order into a readable threat. We sort the verified products by that experience, then show the setup, strategy, warnings, and stopping point that keep a promising first purchase from becoming an expensive pile. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. The short answer: which Kill Team Starter boxes should you buy? Buy the current Kill Team Starter set when two people need miniatures, a first mission ladder, tokens, and enough terrain to learn the rhythm in one cart. Add the core book only when the group wants the complete reference, then add shared equipment and an approved ops deck when matched play becomes the destination. Do not begin by assembling a tournament cart from disconnected boxes. First box should let two operatives learn cover, visibility, conceal, engage, objectives, and turning points before match play machinery arrives. Every later box must solve a limitation that appeared during real play. For Kill Team Starter boxes, the useful question is not which carton is largest. It is whether the product supports the player's learning curve, session length, and signature decision you actually want to repeat. The starter box teaches with two teams and simplified scenery, but it is not a complete tournament environment. Retail links are exact title Amazon pages. Rules and compatibility claims are anchored to the source ledger below. What does playing Kill Team Starter boxes actually feel like? Kill Team is a small squad skirmish game where every operative has a job. Alternating activations keep both players present. And line of sight decisions matter more than raw miniature count. The starter missions introduce movement, shooting, fighting, objectives, and team rules in layers. That progression is the reason to start with the box rather than a random squad plus a PDF. A full game becomes a tense geometry problem. Conceal orders, vantage points, doors, cover lines, and limited action points turn a handful of models into a complete battle story. The lasting hook is that alternating activations turn every barricade, firing lane, and conceal order into a readable threat. The game comes alive when a learner stops following a phase chart and makes a choice the rest of the table must respect. First session rule play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. How should the first box be assembled, staged, and taught? Set up, build the two teams exactly as the starter instructions recommend, label the tokens before the first session, and use the introductory layouts without extra scenery. The first night should be models, dice, rulers, token tray, and one mission page, not a hobby store inventory. Teaching plan: seat players on adjacent corners while teaching so both can read the same data card. Explain one operative, one order, and one activation before discussing faction-wide tricks. Keep rules questions in a notebook and resolve only the ones that change the current action. Before cleanup, photograph the terrain footprint, objective markers, and each operative in its opening drop zone. That becomes the group's honest reset reference and makes the second session faster without adding another accessory. The first teach succeeds when everyone performs the signature decision before the host gives a history lecture. What do players compare it to and where does the comparison break? The starter set beats a season launch box as a first teach because it reduces build debt and rules debt. A launch box beats it as a long-term bundle only when both factions and the included terrain are genuinely wanted. Warcry is looser and more cinematic. Kill Team is denser, more positional, and more dependent on exact profiles. The strongest board game geek and forum comparisons keep returning to mission quality, terrain density, team completeness, and the distance from a tutorial board to approved ops. Those practical differences outlast launch week declarations that one box simply wins. Read the Matrix as a table fit tool for Kill Team starter boxes. Theme earns the first play, while repeatable pacing and a tolerable host load earn permanent shelf space. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? Start Kill Team Starter Set, two teams, first missions, tokens, and teaching terrain in one coherent on-ramp. Learn, build, and play the starter missions. Do not paint every detail before confirming the rules loop is fun. Reference core book, add when the simplified teach gives way to complete match play questions. Expand equipment plus approved ops, buy together only when the table is ready for fuller boards and mission variety. Specialize one team box at a time, choose a faction for play style and hobby appeal, not tier list anxiety. The stopping rule matters. The core book expands the rules reference. It does not replace miniatures, terrain, tokens, or an opponent. Older season launch boxes can be excellent collections, but availability and edition compatibility make them poor default links for a new buyer. An Amazon page proves that a listing exists. It does not prove that the item belongs in this buying order. For Kill Team starter boxes, edition, language, seller, included contents, and exact product code still outrank a convenient checkout button. Open one new rules envelope at a time. Let the table feel clever before asking it to feel comprehensive. Beginner, regular, advanced, and expert strategy. Beginner score before you trade. An operative on an objective can be worth more than a model exposed for one dramatic shot. Regular, stage behind cover. Use the first turning point to create safe launch positions instead of feeding isolated operatives. Advanced, threaten two lanes. A specialist is strongest when the opponent must respect more than one legal target or objective. Expert, spend activations, not just wounds. Force awkward timing so the opponent commits a key operative before your counterpiece acts. Debrief the final turning point. Name the decision that created it and the rule or timing window that remained muddy. 5 focused minutes will improve the next session more than buying novelty to cover an unresolved teach. This latter cross-checks the official rules structure against recurring owner questions about mission quality, terrain density, team completeness, and the distance from a tutorial board to approved ops. What is the real table hosting and solo commitment? Hosting, seat players on adjacent corners while teaching so both can read the same data card. Explain one operative, one order, and one activation before discussing faction-wide tricks. Keep rules questions in a notebook and resolve only the ones that change the current action. Solo, Kill Team is built for opposing players. You can rehearse movement, cover, visibility, and mission scoring alone, but the starter box does not turn those drills into a hidden information opponent. The invisible budget is assembly, painting, terrain, measuring tools, team rules, and the mental load of line-of-sight arguments. That workload predicts whether Kill Team starter boxes returns to the table more reliably than the excitement of opening it. Invite the group the game was designed for, not the group you wish would become different after seeing the box. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. The starter box teaches with two teams and simplified scenery, but it is not a complete tournament environment. The core book expands the rules reference. It does not replace miniatures, terrain, tokens, or an opponent. Older season launch boxes can be excellent collections, but availability and edition compatibility make them poor default links for a new buyer. The Amazon reviews worth weighing are the recurring complaints, packaging, components, complexity, and mismatched expectations. Star averages drift and listings merge, so the repeated problem is the signal, not a moving decimal. A credible warning predicts who will regret the purchase and why. A complaint that merely describes the game doing exactly what it is designed to do is not a defect. It is evidence for the who should skip it verdict. Common misconceptions, corrected before checkout. A legal squad box is not automatically a complete first night product. More terrain is not better until both players understand visibility and cover. A competitive tier list matters less than choosing a team you will assemble, learn, and replay. Everything above was checked July 29, 2026. Product identities and availability can move. The Puzzlewick shelf plan for Kill Team starter boxes. The starter set is the correct first purchase for almost everyone entering Kill Team at home. It is deliberately smaller than a season launch box, which makes the first build and first teach survivable. Competitive terrain and mission products come later after both players can explain, conceal, engage, cover objectives and turning points without opening 5 documents. Before you add anything else, name the repeated table problem it fixes. If the answer is still more stuff, stop with the first verified box. Current verified Amazon options. Kill Team. Starter set on Amazon. Kill Team Core Book 2024 3rd Edition on Amazon. Kill Team Equipment Pack on Amazon. Kill Team Approved Ops Card Pack 2025 on Amazon. Final verdict. The starter set is the correct first purchase for almost everyone entering Kill Team at home. It is deliberately smaller than a season launch box, which makes the first build and first teach survivable. Competitive terrain and mission products come later, after both players can explain, conceal, engage, cover objectives and turning points without opening 5 documents. Frequently asked questions. What do I need to start Kill Team in 2026? The current starter set is the cleanest home on-ramp. It includes 2 teams, starter rules, tokens, measuring tools, dice, and teaching terrain. Does the Kill Team starter set include full rules? It includes a progressive starter rules experience. The separate core book is the fuller reference for broader play. Do I need the equipment pack immediately? Number add it when the group leaves the introductory layouts and wants the complete shared equipment environment. Is Hivestorm better than the starter set? It can be a richer bundle, but it is a worse universal recommendation when availability, faction preference, and the larger hobby commitment are uncertain. Can I start with one Kill Team squad box? Only if another player supplies the rules environment, terrain, tokens, measuring tools, dice, and mission structure. Should I choose a team by the current meta? Number start with visual appeal and a play pattern you want to practice. Balance changes faster than assembled miniatures.